The actors and the studios are talking, aren't they?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything from the actors' strike in quite a long time. It's been quiet, but I think because the writers wrapped up their strike and sort of set a template for what the actors may want to get to conclude their strike, I think we may see that conclude maybe next week. They have announced that the union representing the actors, SAG-AFTRA, will meet with studio representatives on Monday. So my guess is that there'll be a few days of negotiations. They will come to a similar result as the writers did. And hopefully everything will get back to normal sometime soon.
We hope. We reported earlier on the death of the Harry Potter actor a lot of people are familiar with, Dean.
Yeah, Sir Michael Gambon played Dumbledore in almost all of the Harry Potter movies. He replaced Richard Harris in that role with the third Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. He died peacefully at a hospital surrounded by his family. After a bout of pneumonia, he was in lots of television and movie roles in his 60-year acting career. The Irish actor was one of the original members of the Royal National Theatre alongside Sir Laurence Olivier. Gambon himself won several Olivier Awards, the equivalent of our Tony Awards here in the U.S., he was 82 years old, incredible actor.
No more Springsteen concerts this year, right?
Yeah, you know what? We were lucky here in Chicago in August that we got our two Springsteen shows in at Wrigley Field, because shortly after that, he announced that he was going to relax and recuperate following a diagnosis of peptic ulcer disease. He is still recovering from that, and now the boss has postponed all of his shows for the rest of the year. He says that they will be rescheduled in 2024 in their original venues. If you are holding tickets for any of those shows, your tickets will be good for that. If you can't make it, you'll have 30 days to request a refund. But let's hope for a speedy recovery for him, because that's not something to mess around with.
For sure. Let's talk about Mick Jagger. He's doing a nice thing, isn't he?
Well, not if you're one of his kids. I don't think you would say it's
is that right?
a nice thing, because he says he's considering selling the Rolling Stones music catalog, like a lot of our artists have been doing. Bob Dylan, Neil Young. I mean, the list goes on and on where these artists sell their music catalogs so somebody else can license the music out to be used in movies, commercials, wherever. And, you know, often that can be worth multi-millions of dollars. But Mick Jagger has said that he would consider donating the catalog to a charity instead of selling it, because he said, my kids don't need a half a billion dollars or so to live well.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that's not the kind of news you want to hear if you're one of Mick Jagger's kids.
I guess not.
Yeah, I don't know. He says, maybe you do some good in the world by donating the song so others can benefit from it, which is
That's nice.
Very, very nice thing for him to do. By the way, there'll be a new Rolling Stones song off of their new album that they put out a couple of weeks ago. Songs that feature Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder. That's going to be coming out later on this morning.
Coming up here, we'll hear from Travis Kelce, and it's
what?
Dean Richards.
Has he been in the news?
Entertainment Report. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. Let's start a new feature. Who's staying at Taylor Swift's house this week?
Well, let's start a new feature. Let's talk Taylor Swift. That's all that anybody is talking about this week. But her good friend Sophie Turner, as it turns out, is staying at her New York home. Sophie Turner is the British actress who is currently going through a divorce from Joe Jonas, of the Jonas Brothers. She is from England, but as part of the child custody agreement, until the divorce is settled, their two children, two young daughters, have to stay in the state of New York until everything is settled. And yesterday, the Game of Thrones actress, Sophie Turner, was spotted putting her kids into an SUV right outside of Taylor Swift's Tribeca home. Now, Turner and Swift are, BFFs, and they were photographed having dinner last week together just before Taylor Swift's famous appearance at the Chiefs-Bears game on Sunday. And on that note, because I know you all can't get enough of the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce story, yesterday I told you how Travis Kelce was going to be doing a podcast with his brother Jason. They do this regular weekly podcast, usually just talking about football. But yesterday, they addressed the 800-pound elephant in the room, the story of the Taylor Swift appearance. And Travis opened up about it for the first time since Sunday's explosion.
I did this to myself, Jason. I know this.
If anybody saw the scene that was created at Arrowhead, there is going to be... Yeah, what is your life like right now?
I'm on the roller coaster.
Have you noticed
the
pickup in
the roller coaster of life?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I noticed some few things. You know, paparazzi outside my house, like yeah, for sure. Yeah,
paparazzi outside your house.
I just thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her. You know, the friends and family. She looked amazing. Everybody was talking about her in great light. And on top of that, the day went perfect for Chiefs fans, of course. We scripted all, ladies and gentlemen. It was definitely a game I'll remember. That's for damn sure. And then we just slid off in the getaway car at the end. Took my Chevelle to the game, and yeah.
Got the convertible, baby. Oh, yeah.
You already know, having fun flying around, breaking all the speed limits and that thing. Shout out to Taylor for coming through and seeing me rock the stage.
Yeah, seeing him rock the stage.
You know what? We got to get a celebrity at the Bears game on Sunday. So we can get in on some of this here in Chicago.
I'm pushing for it. If we can get up in one of the sky boxes, one of the guest boxes, you know, somebody like Pam Zekman, somebody like that.
You think?
I think that would raise the same amount of, the hoopla and magic. We get Jarrett Payton out there with his secret camera, his spy camera that he's got to shoot the celebrities out there. You know, at least out of this podcast, I actually listened to the podcast, which, you know, it's the first time I've ever listened to a sports podcast, but I was curious to see if they were going to even talk about it, and of course they did. But I was wondering, because, you know, these two who are looking for privacy in their relationship were out and about, I guess, in Kansas City. They rented out a restaurant just for them. They went driving around. As he said, they got in the car and they drove around and, you know, rocked their world. I was wondering what kind of car it was, because it looked like my first car that I had. It was an old muscle car. He said that it was a Chevelle. And I had a Pontiac Tempest. That was my first car, which was the Pontiac version of that car. So I actually got something useful out of the podcast. But if there's any more Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce stories, we will break into regular programming.
Of course we will.
And bring you the updates right here on Kelce Radio 720.
Well, there is a celebrity couple here, right, this weekend, because the Bears are playing the Broncos. And Russell Wilson is the quarterback for Denver.
Oh, yes. Yes. His wife, Sierra, right?
Yeah. I don't know if she'll be here.
Yeah. But. I don't know if she's on tour or what the deal is. Can we just, go back to the old days of focusing on football? What would George Halas say about all of this?
And Taylor Swift reportedly will be attending Sunday night's game between the Chiefs and the Jets at MetLife Stadium.
Oh, geez.
Good news for NBC. Ratings will be up.
I'm telling you what, those Swifties, the Taylor Swift fans, there is nothing like them. you know, say what you want about all the hype about this and all the talk. These Taylor Swift fans are just having the time of their lives. There was another video besides Jared Payton's that went viral where somebody was looking, a couple of kids, teenage girls, were looking at Jared Payton's video, and it was Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce just walking past the camera, mm-hmm. and these teenage girls went out of their minds screaming and yelling because they could see Taylor Swift with Travis Kelce just walking. That's all they were doing, just walking.
We've got five guys up front that can't block. Right.
That's who I want to be with Taylor Swift.
We're going
to
have
I want OB.
Hamp and OB will be reviewing the next Taylor Swift concert.
I want them to go on a double date with Hamp and OB.
Thanks, Dean. We'll talk
You're
to you tomorrow.
You're a disgrace.